For some of you, that's good morning number two. How many places can you go that you can hang out and go, wow, guess what? In 2 hours, I can get two good mornings. That's pretty good. Tell you right now. So today is National Prayer Day. That's for the real Americans. For the hand puppets that we call the Biden Muppet Show. They have tried to deny prayer in our nation. And that's okay. Well, it's not okay, but it's like, all right, you want to bring some wrath? We're here to help along. We're just going to guide that wrath right down your little place of living. We're going to stand over there and kick your butt right off the cliff into the lake of fire. How's that going for you? Because you know what happens when you try to suppress God? Whoo! It never ends well. That's how it goes. It's like, what'd you do? I told God he couldn't have a place to pray. Oh. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go really well. By the way, did you get any sleep last night? Because we're just getting warmed up. All right, so this is National Prayer Day. We are really going to kick it today. And I mean kick it. So, you know, I've been on the previous show, I made the point that we've got to stop with this nonsense of numbers. You know, I've grown up with it. Everybody's grown up with it is the fear of the infamous six. Oh, it's upon us. And we all, you know what all that is? That's mind programming. And I hate to tell you, but the powers to be want you to be afraid of those things. That's why they keep doing stupid stuff with it, because they want you to believe that you can't stop it. So I mentioned this in the previous hour. The head of the legal group of legal actions, or whatever the heck his position was, in Coca-Cola, was relieved from his duties for trying to create diversity within the ranks of lawyers, which is kind of a funny statement in itself. So somebody, and I can't remember who it was, doesn't matter, is the point that they rehired him for a salary of $6,666,666. I'm not kidding. It's true. So why do they do this? Okay, so their worship is all about symbology. And they throw it in our face all the time. And they do it because they have to be able to recognize themselves. And it's the only way that they can bring about their, whatever they do, their curses, their covens, their whatever. This is like Aleister Crowley stuff. Just dumb. And it is dumb. Because if we let these things get into our head, what happens? They control you. It's no different than fear. So don't. So I'm proclaiming today, as officially today, that infamous six number is dead. No more. Done. We're over. Putting it behind us. Out of here. You know, someone says to me, oh, do you know what the mark of the beast is? I'm like, yeah, it's called nanotech. No, it's not. It's called nanotech. And it's called spike protein. And it's called an injection by Moderna, by Pfizer, by JJ. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about some dumb number. And so what that means is it's not like they can force it in you. It only goes in you if you accept it. See, that's the key. No one's forcing anybody to accept a number any way more than somebody's forcing you to put an injection that modifies your DNA inside of you. I mean, they're declaring war on humanity. Don't kid yourself. And it's a war. And they're waging this war right now. And they're doing everything they can to try to destroy humanity. But here's the biggest part that we keep forgetting. We all have a choice. I already made my choice. I make it every day that I get up, every day that I breathe, every day I go to bed, every day that I go to sleep. I mean, it's a 24/7 issue, by the way. It's not just like, oh, well, today I decided. It's all the time. What's my choice? I'm standing with God. I've got Christ in my heart. Everybody else can go pound sand. Well, I'm relatively speaking. I love you all, Patriots. Don't worry. I'm not telling you to go pound sand. But this is the deal. We are controlled by what we allow to control us. And I absolutely vanquish all ideas of that where someone's going to control me. (Clears You know, when you're working in hostile areas of the world and you're under the protection of a military umbrella, there's a certain sense of overconfidence that occurs because you know that somewhere behind you is things like C-130 gunships, Apache helicopters, A-10 attack aircraft, Air Force Special Operations Wing that does rescue operations, drone strikes, that sort of stuff, right? Strip all that away. Go out into those same cultures on your own. No package, what they call, no support package. And you now have to think differently. And you have to approach it with absolute fearlessness in your heart. But here's the great thing where we are. We have the greatest package, support package in the world. And so even though some days that you get up and you're like, man, this world seems like a big place, nobody's got anything to worry about. Because that support package that sits behind us is never going to go away. It's always going to be there. And you've got kind of two of them, if you want to look at it this way. You got one that sits right in your heart. It's the glory and love of Christ that sits right within us, that grows within us in power each day. And then you've got the other one sitting up here on the big chair going, yeah, this is God. What do you need? You're sitting here as like a calling up on the radio. Hey, God, I need some air support. I got it. What's the problem? Well, I got the devil standing in front of me. All right, just stand. Don't bow. I got this one. Excellent. You got the best seat in the house. It's like, all right, devil. You want to screw with our children? You want to torment our elderly? You want to use your minions, your demons out here to create this crap that's going in people? You want to persuade people with your ad agencies? You want to persuade people with your media? No problem. Because here's the deal. You've got your tools of manipulation. We have truth. We have light. We've got the biggest, baddest dude in town standing behind us. And he's going to put a whoop can of whoop ass on you when we're done. It's going to happen. And it ain't going to be pretty. But here's the deal. I'm all for it because I'm standing here. I'm so sick and tired of cowering. This is it. So really, today to me should be a national celebration of end of nonsense day. Like this is the day it's like, okay, we're humbling ourselves before God, but we're standing. Remember, those two things are pretty important. We humble ourselves before God, but we sure as heck don't cower to the enemy. All you're in humbling yourselves before God, that is letting God move through you, heal you, strengthen you. Now you stand. All your burdens are gone. Your fears are stripped from you. And then you stand up and you're like, all right, bring it. Because today, of all the days that we've ever lived, everybody needs to make a declaration that this is the end of the nonsense day. This is the end of the war on humanity. This is the end of victimizing our children. This is the end of victimizing our elderly. This is the end of deceiving people with this promise of salvation through an injection. And this is the day that we heal the hearts and souls of this world. This is it. This is our job. This is why we were here. We've waited our whole lives for a moment. Guess what? It's here. On May 6th, 2021. And you can choose to step into this fight, or you can go over and sit on your couch, be a pew marshmallow. That's your choice. Everybody has free will. No one's forcing you into this fight. But all I know is those that step up right now, those that stand, those that have not just a backbone, but have a spine, that understand what standing is with God, unwavering, fearless, standing in the face of evil, just looking at it. And you can laugh at evil too, because it's got nothing. Nothing. Gideon had 300. God pared him down to 300. Whatever number we have is good. Whatever God gives us as a number is good. We can be 3 million, we can be 300,000, we can be 30,000, we can be 3,000, we can be 300. We can be three, where two or three are gathered in his name. Don't be a pew marshmallow. That's one. My only advice to you is don't be a pew marshmallow. So it's time to step into this fight. And I said this earlier, and I mean it. You know, don't let the psychology of action heroes affect your perception of who you are and how great you are. Now, Hollywood does this amazing job of like, well, you're only a cool guy if you've got arms the size of a elephant's leg, you take steroids, and you can throw a flashbang with some really cool kid on and raid a room and shoot a bunch of people and come back and then sit around and drink beers at a bar going, yeah, buddy, that was cool. Can we do it again? That's Hollywood nonsense, okay? I mean, Hollywood's doing this Navy SEAL show. You know, it's, every time I watch it, I'd be like, oh, I didn't actually, I don't watch it. Let me put it this way. Every time I see any clips from it, I just shake my head going, oh, this is so dumb. This is total dumbness. They have no idea what really goes on, but they want you to believe that, like, this is the way war is really fought. This is what our really top line, edge of the spear guys do. It's like, yeah, whatever. Okay. That sounds like an idea right there. Yep. Don't let that brain psychology affect you. Here's the deal, and this is the greatest truth they try to suppress. Every single person out here, every one of God's children, if you truly embrace the power of what is within you, you do have the power to move mountains from here to there. And on this National Prayer Day, on this day, which we are calling on God to heal this land, we are humbling ourselves before him. Let us not forget that with that purity in heart, with that humbling before him, with the restoration of ourselves and the praying for restoration of this nation, for this day in which we're asking for the forgivenesses of all the sins of this land. Now we stand, and with that, we can move mountains from here to there, and evil's got nothing. It doesn't have a stick in this fight at all. So, time to stand up after we do the... We got to start in that other place first. You know, you got to start on your knees, and you got to go, okay, God, I'm here. You got to say, okay, humble ourselves before God. Truly humble yourselves. Then once you're there, stand up and say, God, guide me. I'm going to stand on this wall. And then wham, bam, no more six problem. Crush it. Throat punch it. Stomp it. And see, what the devil likes to do, I mean, when I say that, you know, however you want to say this, because when we say the devil, people are like, oh, you're sounding like one of them southern preachers down there calling on this hoopla that you guys all in that Christian community do. You kind of make it. No, it's real. These dirtbags worship this thing. It's real. And here's how I see it. It's real because it's real to them. So if it's real to them and they're acting like it, no more in this land. Done. Out of here. So we'll stand up here. That's fine. Oh, I'm going to throw a curveball in this today. I'm going to rip the guts right out of evil right now. We were going to do Federalist Paper number 60. Not happening. Not today. Right when it thought that he was like, I got you, the 60. It's like, no, we just took it away. Not doing it today because I'm going to do my dedication to National Prayer Day rant today. And then tomorrow I'm going to do my dedication to God-loving Patriots Day rant. So that's three rants in a week. And then we're going to go to Monday. We're going to kick it. And we're going to kick it hard all next week. So heck with this stuff. We're not giving six. You know, that's the thing that drives me crazy. People are like, oh, you know what the mark of the beast is? I'm like, no clue. It's that number. It's that bad number. Six. It's like, what the heck is that? It's biblical. Just like the vaccine's biblical. Just like Christ taking an injection is biblical. Here's what I tell you. It's pure nonsense because you're making it be something. You only are controlled by that which you let control you. And the only thing that controls me, guides me, and moves me in this world is God himself. And that happens through my relationship of Christ to the Father. That's simple. Christ is in me through the sacrifice that Christ gives me, through all my love and connection through Christ. It allows me to connect to Father. That's the little key part there that if you miss that, it's going to have me a hard day. It's like, I can't quite get through. The phone lines are busy. It's like, well, get Christ in your heart. Why don't you start there? Really? I mean, the phone exchange opens up? Oh, yeah, it opens up wide. You put Christ in your heart, get yourself healed. Guess what? Whoa, the phone line banks are open again. You can call in, send your requests. We're all here to take everything you need. Let's get busy. This is National Prayer Day. This is National Prayer Day. And this is a day that we need to be standing here. I am. I hope you all are, because I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of this war that they're waging on us. And it's mean. This is mean. It's evil. All right. So we need to understand what the enemy's doing so we understand how to attack the enemy. So when I say these next things, if y'all are going to cower down and go, oh, that's awful. This is fearful. Then I'm going to tell you before I start what I'm going to say, get on your knees right now and start praying to get rid of the fear in your heart. Because the only way you're going to throat punch this enemy is to understand what they're doing and then start praying on how we're going to attack it and destroy it. No fear in this group. Christ walked with the devil himself. All right. And I know this is because we live within the body of Christ. Sounds like a challenge to me. Sounds like, all right, devil, you want to try to harm our children? It ain't happening anymore. Done. Today's your day. You're getting a whooping. Laughter is the greatest weapon against this evil, as we laugh at their stupidity and their commitment of believing that they are greater than God. That tracks me up every time. Like, yeah, it's not going to work for you, but you keep believing that nonsense. So here's the deal. This injection, this whole stuff that we're dealing with right now it's evil. It's been well planned. It's been engineered over years. They've got layers of this thing going on. So they have all this chemtrail garbage that they've been pumping into the atmosphere that not just has been getting into the environment, it's all the particulates that get into our body. And it's amazing because even 4 years ago, people are like, yeah, that's all tin hat stuff. It's not tin hat. They've been pumping this crap into our environment for a long time now. And it gets into our bodies. So then we've got the next part of this, which is they've been rolling out quietly the whole 5G network. And then we have the next part of this, which is create the fake COVID fear, manufacture fear out of what is essentially a flu virus. Nobody really knows what it is they launched into the world. They know that some believe it was man-made. That's fine. It seems to be. But it seems to be its lethality is less than 1%. But now just fan the flames of fear so everybody will start freaking out. So we've got something put into the atmosphere, into the world, that everyone's going to ingest, some sort of man-made virus, which is these are all layers of the puzzle. Okay, this is my point. They're putting this into us. And then get people to accept the injection. That's the key that locks it all together. Whatever that injection is, that's the bioweapon that now links all the pieces together so that when they fire up the 5G network, somehow it affects you. This was speculative a year ago. It's not speculative now. We're starting to see it. So we can all sit back and go, I have no control. I have no control. This is where I say this. We are dealing in the end of the day with frequencies. And you've heard me speak a lot about frequencies. And I've even had people of faith going, that is not the way you talk about God. Well, I'm sorry, I do. And if it bothers you, then find another channel. Seriously, because prayer is frequency. Prayer is vibration, and prayer is energy. And when you understand the truth, the real, like real science about what that's doing in your body, it's elevating up our energy level. Our frequency and vibration elevates when we are in prayer. It's measurable. And as people across the globe truly elevate up their frequency and vibration and rid themselves of fear, our energy increases. Nanotech feeds on the energy within you. It is in there. Okay, it's a parasite. Look at it like this. Nanotech is a parasite, and nanotech is in every one of us right now, whether you like it or not. It's the way it is. But nanotech, from the best I can tell, and I'm out on a limb on this one, so this is, when I say this, this is my theory, and I've been around a little bit of this stuff, a little tiny bit. Somehow, when our frequencies, when our vibration lowers, meaning you're living in the state of fear, anger, frustration, doom, gloom, whatever. Fear is the critical one. Somehow, when they drop your vibration, nanotech is somehow able to attach itself, or mine, let's put it that way, mine the energy within your body very efficiently. But somehow, when we raise our level of vibration and frequency, and our energy becomes more purely aligned in that, nanotech has little effect on the body. It doesn't mean it's not there. It means that it can't survive like it can. It can't feed on you. So there is this cycle. If you watch how much they're trying to beat the drums of fear, we start to see it happen. People that are finding solace in the salvation of the injection, where they feel now that they're all healed again, it's a false god. It's an idolatry that has taken on control within their own being. We are spiritual beings. Idolatry isn't just objects before us like the golden calf. Idolatry is a worship structure that affects our entire spiritual being. And when you have taken that injection and you've put your feeling and your worship and your trust in a man-made object, you've misplaced everything, and it becomes a relationship to the idol, the idolatry, the idol being the injection. Instead of having a relationship through the true source of all power, which is God. One of the biggest myths that they have done a masterful job at is making the world believe that somehow spirituality is an optional thing, and you can do whatever you want with spirituality. You can, like, you know, you can mix some eggs over here and add some bacon with it if you want on that type of spirituality. On the other side over here, you can have a potato pancake. All that is ridiculousness. The world event that happened over 2,000 years ago with Christ coming and being here and bringing the truth of faith and connectivity to God is, in a simple sense, Christ gave everybody the key to unlock the door to escape the matrix. The matrix is a morphing environment. It constantly moves, and it's all based on shifting the perspectives of fear, which keeps you off balance, which prevents you from ever finding a way out. If you doubt that, all you need to do is study other faiths, such as Buddhism, Taoism, Zen Buddhism, Hinduism. Notice how they all talk about having to let go of things, work through these fake perceptions of the world, and somehow each of them tries to ascend to being God themselves. That's a fake path, but that's another subject. Because in the end, what ends up happening, in every one of those faiths, a human being that suddenly achieves enlightenment becomes worshipped by its followers. If you doubt that for any reason, take a Japanese martial arts. And notice what they begin with in every martial arts. They begin with a bowing and a worship of their ancestors. Aikido is the number one of this. O sensei. Every time a class begins in Aikido, people get on their knees and bow and give praise to O sensei. All right? All those are false idol worship religions. All right? Now let's enter Christ. Christ is just an amazing moment in human history because Christ comes and is sacrificed. And in so, as is written, we are forgiven from our sins and we're given everlasting life. If we accept Christ in our heart. So what is that? Well, I don't know exactly, and I don't think anybody really knows other than it is a miracle of God that allows us to have an access out of this matrix through Christ to the Father. It's incredible when you think about it, through Christ to the Father, because through Christ and I'm talking this sort of blended science faith, so don't get your panties in a wad, okay? But through Christ, we are talking about something that happens at such an amazing level that we are literally reset. Our entire structure of who we are is reborn, is reset. Back to the perfection as God intended. What an amazing concept. And all we have to do is accept Christ in our heart and boom, there we go. And that doesn't take away our accountability for our actions. It doesn't take away the fact that we have to live in a godly way. It also doesn't mean that we shouldn't be flipping tables, by the way, because that's a pretty important part of that journey. So here we are today. We fast forward to today. And now let's talk about this juncture. So we hit this juncture we're at, and we've got all of these things in the world. It's coming down on us. They're raining junk on our bodies. They're trying to get a frequency in our environment called 5G to screw us with us in our DNA. They've thrown something into the atmosphere, which they're calling a COVID virus, which has super low lethality, but it spreads everywhere. It has high transmissibility. Okay. And then they fan the flames of fear. These are all components of their weapon system. Follow this. This is not, you're not looking at this as a attack on humanity. You have to look at this as a weapon system. And the weapon system has different stages of activation. And now that final piece of the puzzle is they've got to break people down to where they accept an injection. Why is that injection so important? Because it is the bonding agent for this whole thing. That's the activator to the entire system. And this is where this thing gets really strange in the way that we understand science. Because the way that we've been taught science is somehow this very physical, tangible thing. We are dealing with a type of warfare that is not only a bioweapon, but it's playing with the realms of spiritual energy. And I don't understand it all. I'm just telling you what I observe, okay? But the key piece here is, do you accept? Notice the injection is not mandatory. It's not mandatory. My guess is if they can hit the 70% mark, which they keep screaming about, there's something very critical about that 70% mark. And it has to do when they can finally make the vaccine, the injection, mandatory. Up until now, this thing is a by-choice issue. And it's critical to understand this. No one is forcing that upon you. But when you accept it as a solution to your fear, you are accepting a man-made salvation of your soul. And in the sense, in the moment that you sign up to take that injection, if you read the fine print of the release statement, it says clearly, you will accept all responsibility of anything that this vaccine does to you. By your own free will, you are accepting whatever they have done to you. In other words, if they have manipulated this, which they have, to take control of you, which they do and will, you are accepting control of your soul by contract. And here's the greatest mystery of the entire universe. We have always worked under spiritual contracts, meaning that what we say, what we do, what we accept are all part of our spiritual contract. And over time, our spiritual contracts either push us closer and more purely with God or push us away more far or farther away from God. And it is through that acceptance of Christ that we reset that spiritual contract, reset ourselves back to the perfection God intended, and now we trust in God to guide us in all things. But when you take that injection, you are now turning over the authority of your life to something that they control, engineered, and you're doing so at a spiritual level because whether people realize it or not, they're resolving their fear. And fear is the one thing is said over and over, have no fear. That's how God has built us. Have no fear. I'm with you. So where does all this put us? Because if we listen to the regular methodology of science, then it has to be a mechanical thing that solves a mechanical thing, a hammer and a hammer. You can't defeat a hammer and a hammer. You keep doing that, I swear it's going to hurt. If you have two people with a hammer trying to beat the heck out of each other, it's going to get very painful. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. They've got the rock. So if you try to stab the rock with a scissors or you try to crush the rock with a rock, it's not going to work. But imagine that. Think about our spiritual faith with God as the paper. Because what always beats a rock? Paper. And that's where our absolute commitment and conviction in Christ is the wrapping. It's this spiritual wrapper that goes around all things. And what does it do? It protects us. It's a shield. So now we go back to the nanotech. Nanotech is mining our energy. It's in there moving around. And as our frequency lowers, it's able to tap into that energy very efficiently. So what does that do? It drains down our core energy. And in the more that it grows, the more parasitic it becomes. It's like having ticks all over your body, only it's inside of you. And the more that it does that, it drains down the energy and it's able to grow more viciously. And the more viciously it grows over time with more of these injections, more things, some are going to die. Those of low frequency are going to be susceptible to a transmission. So you're going to hear this consequential thing of being in contact with somebody. And then as it transmits, they're going to get sick because their frequencies are low. Their faith is not strong. They aren't sitting in a high level of vibration and they're living in fear. So they're open. Their portals are open all over their body for this nanotech to jump in and start breeding. That is where we have to be so strong in our faith. We have to be strong in our faith. As we sit here unwaveringly fearless in this faith, we're now able to raise up our frequency, our vibration, and our energy to a level that the nanotech can't tap it. And eventually, I believe, eventually it becomes inert and probably is passed in a natural way. That also means that the 5G frequencies can't affect you. Because they're affecting, they're frequencing in on certain areas and they need the nanotech to be able to grow. Patriots, we've always been given the tools to get through this. And here's what I always say to myself too. I'm like, what happens if you're wrong? I'm like, I'm trying to see the downside on this. I've got strong faith with God. So my theory didn't work out quite as well as I had. I died in the process, but I've got everlasting life anyway. So, whoa, this sounds like a good deal to me. You got to laugh at some of this stuff. There's a no lose here. Win-win, win-win, win-win. This is literally like putting all on black on the roulette wheel. And then they go, yeah, but you got red. You're like, oh, yeah, except that all my black is the same as all the red. And I win anyway. So whatever. I still win the house. Right? So there's no fear in this. All of this fear mongering is going on about here, out here. It has to stop, or you have to disconnect from it. It's a powerful, powerful place to be. And nanotech is getting inside people. And the more that they pump this junk into us, the more that they break the system out. Part of the reason, and I, again, my hypothesis is part of the reason that they're trying to change the immune system, which is also modifying the DNA, is it's also reducing the barriers to entry for things like the nanoviruses and the nanotechs. So they can start moving them through to the body to get deeper in us. So that injection is not just one thing, it's many things. But at the center point of that injection is where you place your trust in salvation. And this is where our minds have to grow far beyond the rigid and ridiculous way that we presented science our whole life. We are all spiritual beings. The physical body is the temporary temple in which we habitate. We are all spiritual beings. And when we accept the power of being spiritual beings, we understand that the real war is to conquer the spirit within us, because there's something there that they want. Now, I mapped out this weapon that they've built against us. Let's recap. We've got a weapon that it relies on the junk that they spray into the atmosphere. Not only are they modifying the environment, all that stuff is filtering into our body. The aluminums, the carbons, the carbon threads, all this stuff in some way or another is getting to us to a certain degree. So that's one part of it. Then you have this man-made engineered virus, the Wuhan thing, that they've spread into the atmosphere. Again, low lethality, high transmissibility. Okay. Now that goes into us. That's another component. You have the 5G network, which is an activator, because it's a frequency that activates these things, but it needs a bonding agent. It needs some sort of synthesis. And the only way they can get that in the right way to stick is to get an injection in you so that it modifies your DNA and it gets into your actual system and into your cellular level. Now when you trigger the 5G, this whole thing becomes a working monster within you, okay? But even all that said, there's still a defense. One part of the defense is not going to work as well as the other part of the defense. The first part of the defense is you never accept that injection because the injection is a fake salvation. But if you haven't injected yourself with it, you still have the same defense. So you're going to have to work harder at it. And that is the focus on salvation through Christ and God and prayer. Because all of that relates to frequency, vibration, and energy. And as you elevate up your frequency, vibration, and energy, you diminish the effects of these other systems. Those that don't have the injection in them are in a much stronger position right off the bat. And we have to lead this fight. So, you've heard the system. Now watch this and ask yourself this question. Why did they go to so much work to destroy humanity? Think about this for a minute. All they had to do was light off a few nukes across the globe, create some sort of global winter, nuclear winter. They create a nuclear winter and they can extinguish all of life on this planet. All they have to do is hit an EMP, add a few bioagents to the atmosphere, and boom, they can wipe out everything. Don't think that's not within their power. So the question is, why did they go through such a complex system to destroy humanity? Because the critical piece in all of this is to truly destroy humanity is not to kill it, but that it must accept its demise. It must agree to the contract to having its soul taken. That humanity must use its free will to give away its inheritance, which was God-given. And the process centers on one key word, Fear. And what is the one thing God says over and over and over? Have no fear. Fear is the key that the enemy uses to unlock the access to controlling the soul. God says, have no fear. And in doing so, we take the key away and there is no control. It's literally that simple. Bottom line is, in this moment, in this time, in this day where we are, we are going to be fine as long as we keep our frequency, our vibration, and our energies up to God level, which means through prayer and our worship through Christ to the Father. And as long as we keep that energy, frequency, and vibration up to a very high level, we are putting on the true armor of God against all of this and will not be affected, or will be minorly affected by the consequences of this bioweapon and energy weapon that's being waged against us. And in knowing that and in fortifying yourself, you then are in the capacity to stand firmly on the rock of faith with God and go into this world and be able to minister to others to do the same. The cure rests within us, not outside of us. The cure rests within us. All we have to do is accept Christ. And that should be the celebration that we make on this National Prayer Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the power of the blessings that you give us each day, knowing that within us, Lord, you have always given us the greatest gift and tool to overcome the threats to ourselves, the threats to our soul, and the threats to our health. And that is, Lord, prayer and worship of your only Son, the sacrifice that was made for us, and connection to you. Lord, we ask in this moment in time that the many who are walking in darkness can hear these words, to find the moment to get on their knees, to humble themselves before you, to ask where the forgiveness is needed, to feel the healing of Christ move through their body, and in so doing, stand. Stand fearlessly in the face of this time and face of this evil, and push back on all of the things that they're trying to do to us, knowing that as we stand boldly in your name, nothing can defeat us. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Patriots, it's a glorious day. It's National Prayer Day. Take charge of your worlds through prayer and faith. Stand fearlessly in the face of this dark evil and laugh in its face, knowing that you've got God on your side. Use humor to raise the elevation and vibration within your soul. Don't let the heaviness weight you down. That's all part of the game. That's all part of defeating you. None of this can happen. We are a joyous being. God is a joyous God. Let God's joy fall through you. Don't let the dark images of what they're trying to do to you affect you, because that is the real war. It's the war of the mind and perception. We have this. We've won this. We've got this. Our armor's up. Our prayer with God is strong. Our strength in Christ is rock solid. When you stand there, nothing can defeat us. And remember to work together, because iron sharpens iron. We need the strength of one another. So spend time today celebrating the glory of God in this nation. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are always the critical foundation of everything we do. It raises our frequency, vibration, and energy. That is the ultimate protection wall. It's like you're sitting in the captain's chair. Shields up! Aye, Captain! Shields up! And away we go. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. He's always with us. And in the end, God always wins. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. It's going to have a celebration of National Prayer Day on Bards FM tonight. So join us then. Join me then. It's going to be great. Spread the word. It's going to be, since we can't apparently do a prayer in our capital, that's all right. We've got the virtual space. We're going to rock this tonight. So bring it. Make it a popcorn night. Bards FM with God. That's pretty good. I like that one. I'll see you then. Until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples, it has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.